From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. More doubt is being cast on last month's presidential election in Afghanistan. The UN-backed commission investigating allegations of widespread election fraud has ordered a recount of questionable ballots. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
The recount order applies to polling stations where there was 100% turnout or where a single presidential candidate has gotten more than 95% of the vote. Given widespread Taliban attacks and voter apathy on Election Day, any large-scale turnout on paper is suspect. Exactly how many polling stations are affected, the Electoral Complaints Commission would not say, but the commission says they've identified widespread irregularities in three of Afghanistan's 34 provinces that they've investigated thus far. Whether Afghan election officials will agree to the commission order is another matter. They've already cast out some 200,000 ballots that were deemed fraudulent, but deny that the fraud related to the August 20th polls is as widespread as others claim. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The latest partial results from the Afghan election show President Hamid Karzai with more than 54% of the vote. That's the first time he's had enough votes to avoid a second-round runoff. NATO is acknowledging clearly for the first time that Afghan civilians died in a controversial airstrike on two stolen fuel tankers last week. Officials say NATO will start a formal investigation led by a Canadian general. The airstrike was ordered by a German officer who believed the tankers were surrounded by Taliban insurgents. It was carried out by U.S. fighter jets. The strike has put Germany's government under pressure. Chancellor Angela Merkel defended German involvement in Afghanistan before Parliament today. President Obama will tell students today that there is no excuse for neglecting homework or having a bad attitude in school, but many school children will not hear the president's address in school because their parents won't allow them to. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The speech is mostly inspirational, a call to students to do their best. But the president also points to his own life as proof that working hard pays off, and he tells students he's trying to get them the computers and the books they need to learn. The president's planned speech sparked outrage from some parents. Many objected to lesson plans that would have urged school children to discuss how they can help the president reach his goal of getting more students through college. The White House modified that idea, but many parents still feel the president's appearance is political. In reaction, many school systems are letting parents decide whether their kids hear the speech at school. The White House released the text of the speech early in an effort to quiet the controversy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system are expected to dominate the president's agenda as Congress returns from its summer break today. Mr. Obama will be meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. He is also preparing to address a joint session of Congress tomorrow. This is NPR. This afternoon, the Supreme Court holds an investiture ceremony for the newest justice. Sonia Sotomayor will hear her first oral arguments tomorrow, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor was officially sworn in as a Supreme Court justice during a private ceremony in August. Today's event is more ceremonial, with a bigger audience. President Obama and Vice President Biden will attend, so will Justice Sotomayor's family and other guests. Sotomayor has been at work for weeks, hiring law clerks and preparing to hear cases. She weighed in on one death penalty appeal, dissenting from a 4-5 ruling that allowed an execution to go forward. She's the country's first Hispanic justice and the third woman in the history of the Supreme Court. Tomorrow, she'll put on her robe and sit at the bench with the other eight justices to hear oral arguments for the first time. The term does not usually begin this early. Tomorrow's case is a holdover from the previous term. It's about campaign finance laws and political speech. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Milwaukee man whose DNA authorities say links him to the murders of nine women dating back to 1986 has been charged with two counts of homicide. Prosecutors say more charges are expected to be filed later this week. 49-year-old Walter Ellis was taken into custody after a struggle at a motel over the weekend. Investigators believe eight of the murdered women were prostitutes and one was a runaway. Shuttle Discovery will leave the International Space Station today. The hatches between the shuttle and the orbiting outpost were closed last night, and the shuttle is preparing to undock for the trip back to Earth. The astronauts are expected to land back at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Thursday evening. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.